This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. British police have confirmed at least 22 people are dead and close to 60 others injured following a bombing which hit a concert in the northwestern city of Manchester. Authorities say the blast hit when audiences were leaving a concert put on by American singer Ariana Grande at Manchester Arena. Initial reporting suggesting the explosion led to a stampede, with a number of the victims killed or injured in the rush to escape the area. Police in Manchester have also conducted a controlled explosion on a second suspected device close to the city's cathedral near the arena, case being treated as a terrorist incident. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. British Prime Minister Theresa May has issued an initial statement expressing sympathies to the victims and their families. At this point, there are no reports of Chinese casualties among the victims. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolence to Queen Elizabeth II following a deadly blast at the Manchester Arena. In his message, Xi Jinping extending condolences to the victims and sympathy for the injured and their families. Chinese leader says the Chinese government, as well as the Chinese people, will stand firm with the British people through this difficult time. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi calling on South Korea to take steps to pull the thorn out of its relationship with China. On the sidelines of a visit to Côte d'Ivoire, Wang Yi suggesting Beijing has noticed a readiness of the new South Korean government to solve the issue concerning the THAAD anti-missile system. The minister noting the visit to Beijing by an envoy of South Korea's new president earlier this month, saying it reflects Seoul's desire to maintain a friendly relationship with China, as well as a South Korean willingness to improve bilateral relations. Meeting underway between U.S. President Donald Trump and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. The meeting highly expected to focus on how to find a way to resume the long-stalled Middle East peace talks. Trump has been suggesting he could be the U.S. president who can successfully broker a deal that has proven elusive to his predecessors dating back decades. However, the White House is already downplaying expectations for a significant breakthrough on this trip. Trump, in the midst of his first foreign trip as U.S. president, having made stops in Saudi Arabia and Israel, is going to wrap up his trip with stopovers in Europe. The U.S. Senate has approved Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to be the new U.S. ambassador to China. Senators reportedly voting 82-13 by roll call to approve President Donald Trump's nomination of Branstad to serve in the position. This follows an easy approval at the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee this past week. 70-year-old Branstad, the longest-serving governor in the United States, who also nurtures a close relationship with China, visiting China on multiple occasions. Ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye appearing in court for her first hearing over a set of corruption charges. Park facing 18 criminal charges, including bribery, abuse of power, extortion, and the leaking of government secrets. It's her first public appearance since she was taken into custody on March 31st. If convicted on the bribery charge, Park could face at least 10 years in prison. Choi Soon-sil, Park's longtime confidant, and Lot Group Chair Shin Dong-bin also appearing in court in Seoul as well. Google's AlphaGo narrowly defeating top Chinese Go chess player Ke Jie in the first match of a best-of-three showdown. 19-year-old world number one conceding defeat by just half a point, the closest margin possible. AlphaGo shooting to fame last year after a decisive 4-1 victory over South Korean Go chess master Lee Sedol in a 5-round showdown. China's manned submersible Jialong standing by above the world's deepest point in the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific for its first dives of the year. Submersible is set to go to a depth of 4,800 meters later on this Tuesday in a dive that will last for around 9 hours. Tuesday's dive, a prelude to four additional dives being planned, including one to a depth of 6,700 meters. The Jialong already holding the world record for reaching the greatest depth range of any manned research vehicle in the world. Scientists in southwest China successfully cultivating the first ever self-illuminating plant in the country. Plant developed by introducing the genes of a luminous marine-based microorganism into the cells of the Nicotina bithynia, a close relative of tobacco. Unlike luminous plants that have been cultivated in the past, which could not glow on their own without an initial shot of energy, the new luminous plant is able to maintain its luminosity without an energy source. Researchers say self-illuminating plants have a broad application prospect with the hope of eventually turning them into a new source of light for urban areas. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.